So what do you do to sell a record these days? The On Deck TV podcast is coming to you and let you know what we think. This is an episode about publicity stunts, what people do to sell records, get streams, and make you go check out their music. We got several examples. This is what we do every week. We're going to debate myself and Animal Brown. We'll let you know what we think about this topic.
Absolutely, man. And look, it's your man Animal Brown checking in, a.k.a. the Husky Vegan, okay? I am out here in these streets. Just like Lou said, we're breaking down these publicity stunts. Please go to the website, realvillemedia.com. Check out the other podcasts on the Realville Media Network. We got FSP. They talking NBA rookies. We got the Ladies Room. They're asking, are you getting enough sex? Whoa, check that new episode out. We got Fresh for Dummies. Okay, they're making sure that you got real kicks on, no fugazis, okay? So check out those episodes, all the other shows on our network, and please enjoy this episode. Sure. What it do, good people?
Yes, sir. Another week in the books with the On Deck TV podcast. I am Spike Lou.
I am Animal Brown, the Husky Vegan. All right? That's my new name.
That's what you're going to do?
That's what I'm running with.
You're running with that?
Absolutely.
The Husky Vegan.
That's me.
How long can a vegan be husky? Is my question.
We're going to find out.
As a philosopher of the show, how long can a vegan be husky?
If you
did not know, this is the On Deck TV podcast. We glad you joined in to debate the rap chat and whatever it is with us. Speaking of the rap chat on Facebook, go check that out. Everybody that wants to tune in online, that's rapchat@facebook.com. Also, I am Spike Lou on Instagram and Twitter. I know you're anxious to give your social media out because you do weird things on there.
Absolutely, man. Animal_Brown. Follow me Instagram, Snap, and Twitter. Also, follow the show page at On Deck TV Podcast. What you have on deck for the weekend?
I was slow motion Billy Ocean. I really didn't do much. What did I do Sunday?
Get a life.
I'm trying. I'm washed out here, man. All I want to do is relax on the weekends. That's it. But I did go grab some brunch downtown by Killer Mike Swag Shop.
What's the name of the place?
Swag Shop.
You ate at the barbershop?
No, I went to Harold's. Harold's.
I ain't never fucking with that again.
Yeah, it got you sick before, right?
It fucked me up.
It was all right, though. I had it. It was great.
So I'm the Husky Vegan. Mm-hmm. Join the club.
You'll eat meat.
Man, I ain't do too much of shit, though. I did go see that Spider-Man. Absolutely. Spider-Man Homecoming was litty as fuck. Y'all go check that out.
Nerd alert.
Yeah, that shit was dope. Everything I needed and wanted from a Spider-Man movie. Good looking. Appreciate that, Marvel. Appreciate that, Marvel.
Did Spider-Man do you right?
Absolutely.
Oh, man. It's disgusting.
Shit, but as we always do about this time, man, we got plenty of good shit to talk about.
Let's rock and roll.
Absolutely, man. First thing popped off to me, it's a little more Jay-Z talk. We still talking Hov right now.
The 444 still ringing in these streets?
Absolutely, man. And it's ringing so hard that his album was actually platinum before it came out.
I mean, it's Hov, though.
It's true. Now, he had a similar situation when he dropped the Magna Carta. It's platinum because in Magna Carta situation, Samsung purchased the albums and they were downloaded by their subscribers. And then the same thing is with Sprint in this instance. So it was already platinum. Now, my question is that cheat code or is shit? Does that make it official? It's still a valid accomplishment.
Cheat code in the sense of I'm 47 years old. I know how this game go and I know how to get my money. Hence the sense I'm worth almost $1 billion.
Yes.
No. Like, this is what you do. If I can guarantee 1 million sales out the gate by negotiating one deal, then that's what I'm signing up for. Yep. I'm not signing up for you niggas streaming my shit every week. I'm not signing up for you depending on a single. I'm not signing up for ringtones. I'm signing up. Hey, there's an established company who realized the things that I've done as far as work in the hip hop community.
Yeah.
They going to partner with me. Make sure I do 1 million first week and we going to eat.
Yeah.
and I'm gonna get the like all the accolades that I need, and you gonna get your hip hop cred, and we both gonna go to the bank, and we gonna cash these big dog checks.
That's a fact.
That's what 444 is all about.
Now it can be both. It can be a cheat code and valid at the same time.
I mean,
because it's cheat code, but it's an earned cheat code. Like right. This just wasn't given.
I'm Hove.
Like you said, he set the precedent with the Magna Carta, because at first, the RIAA, which is the people that give out those certifications, they didn't even recognize this type of thing as an accomplishment.
Yeah, y'all can hate if y'all want to.
Yeah, but Jay, you know, was like, hold on, y'all. How does this not count? They reviewed it and said, you're right. Touchdown. After review.
After further review, it was a catch.
It was a catch. So you have to give it to the man. A platinum plaque is a platinum plaque. He would have gotten it anyway. Let's just be honest with ourselves. Don't be silly and think he wouldn't have in the first place. I'm trying to figure out, can anybody else pull off anything like this? Like, when is the next time this will happen? It's only happened twice, and it's been the same dude.
I mean, let's not kid ourselves and act like Drake can't do this.
Really?
Drake can do this.
Okay.
Drake can do this.
It's going to come free with the iPhone? iPhone 8, new Drake album?
It's going to be a big shuck with it. Let's not misconstrue that at all. There's going to be a big shuck with it, but I feel like Drake can do this. But I feel like that's where it stops. You know what I'm saying?
Kendrick can't do it?
Nah, Kendrick not doing it. Kanye not doing
Chance
it.
Not
Wayne,
doing
Chance.
Kanye not doing
nah,
it.
No, those
crazy
people are not
fuck.
Doing it. Kanye not doing it.
Shit.
Ain't nobody going to get along with him long enough to work the deal out. You know what I'm saying? Like, they'll have everything in motion, and Kanye going to wild out.
Adidas hot at him right now, too.
See what I'm saying? Everything in motion. The Yeezys is high price, and he wilding out.
Yeah.
I don't think no one could do this except for Drake. I'm not the biggest Drake fan. He make great music. I feel like he's our generation's Michael Jackson. And I feel like if Apple Music were to come to Drake and say, hey, let's figure something out where you and I, the OVO camp and the Apple camp can come out and make music history, they can do it. That's the only two teams I see
in hip hop.
Yeah, that's the only thing that I see in hip hop. Yeah, like, not Tyler, not Taylor Swift. Because
Adele could do this.
Yeah, like
tomorrow.
Taylor Swift, Adele, they could do that in their sleep. Drake, hip hop, pop bass, I feel like that's where that would go.
Yeah, and look, man, Jay keep winning. The title, the 444 tour kicked off, gave a nigga an hour heads up before the tickets was on pre-sale. God damn, give me time to get my shit together, yeah. Hov.
And ain't just no little Ticketmaster tickets either.
Especially down here, though.
Big dog tickets.
Nigga, the Atlanta ticket's high as fuck.
I'm trying to go in Brooklyn for my birthday.
Ooh, the Brooklyn show.
26, Brooklyn.
Listen.
I'm trying to be in the building.
Listen, I'm only saying this because I was lucky enough to go to the Bad Boy show in Brooklyn and the Rough Rider show in Brooklyn.
That's what I'm trying to do.
When the New York, listen, not New York, when y'all people have put on a show in Brooklyn, y'all motherfuckers be live
I
as
gotta see
fuck.
This. I got to see Jay at home.
Oh, my
for
God.
For the 444 on my birthday, 11/26. I got to be in the building.
He going to blow the roof off.
I
got to
be in the building. Fam.
Ain't no telling who he bringing out.
Yeesh.
He might bring out the
Big
twins.
Big might come. No, Big might be there. That's what might happen. Big might be there, dude.
Hey, man. That's going to be crazy. Y'all let us know where y'all fucking with the tour at if you are. I saw a couple of people in the rap chat put down $300-$500. I said, nigga, fuck it. Live your life. You're going to get that whole sweat on you, dude. I ain't mad at you.
Okay. That's my
that's what you gonna spend with the hey. Fucking flight to Brooklyn.
It's my
shit.
Birthday though.
Yeah, it's an occasion. That's a fact. You turn 40, you gotta do it big for your 40.
Nah, I'm definitely not turning 40, but I'm not dead and I'm not in jail, so it's time to celebrate.
Shit, most definitely. Now speaking of Jay-Z lyrics, man, that OJ is still crazy. By the way, going through these streets,
yes sir. That video so hard. Go check out the review on that.
Absolutely, man. We got the review coming soon.
They
got
the first one we dropped.
Now, two situations of alleged discrimination. Now, remember in the OJ song, he said, man, light skin, dark skin, house nigga fit, whatever. It don't matter. He's still a nigga. Brings us to our next instance. Migos were kicked off a Delta flight from Atlanta to Des Moines. there had to have been a layover. There's no way. They had a show in Des Moines. I'm going to be real. no way. Shout out to our Des Moines listeners.
They definitely had a show in Des Moines.
No fucking way.
That's the biggest city in Iowa. They listen
to rap. What does that mean?
That means that's the only city in Iowa that's going to listen to rap. So, yeah, we got a show there.
Their manager recorded them being kicked off the Delta flight, man. Allegedly, while in first class, Migos repeatedly refused to buckle their seatbelts and stow away their items, so they were asked to leave. Now, the manager claims that actually Takeoff fell asleep before he was able to buckle his seatbelt and stow away his belongings. All right. Now, is this another case of just, it doesn't matter who you are, you still a nigga, or does Delta have a valid reason for getting him off his flight?
Okay. Let's not attribute you still a nigga to this, right?
Okay. It's probably the only niggas in first class.
Nah. The Migos are big, popular artists. They travel on planes a lot.
Yeah.
As the manager, whoever this guy is, that says, oh, this is discrimination, before your guy gets on a plane and he falls asleep and he's taking his shoes off and he got his feet in the back of somebody else's chair in first class, hey, my man, put your bag up here.
Somebody put it up for him.
No, just put your bag up here and buckle your seatbelt. That's all you got to do before you fall asleep. That's it. That's all. You ain't got to fill out an essay. There's no thing for customs if you're going to another country. All you got to do is put your bag right here in the right place and then buckle your seatbelt. Standard shit.
Yeah.
But some kind of way, it get all the way to the point where the stewardess feel like she got to tell somebody and tell the pilot, and he ain't doing what he's supposed to do because he's asleep. No, bro. As soon as you get on the plane, do that if you going to fall asleep as soon as you get on the plane. Like, there are moments before you fall asleep.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Go on and take care of what you need to do, then fall asleep, and don't worry about getting messed with. You can't blame that shit on profiling or with amigos or none of that. Just do what you're supposed to do.
Are they going that hard on people in regular seats? Let's be honest. Are they anybody off a flight because they didn't buckle their seatbelt? Let's be 100% honest.
But let's be 100% honest in saying that people are jealous. It's what people do. These flight attendants are looking at Migos like these niggas don't appreciate this shit. So, I mean,
that's discrimination.
You got to take stuff into you have to take that into consideration if you're the Migos, though.
I'm walking around flossing.
I'm shaking it.
I disagree 1,000%.
How?
That's on them. That's on whoever the hater is, nigga. You don't like this shit, nigga.
But that's their job, though. My job is to do that. My job is if you feel like that you're privileged enough to come, you already got all these Gotti chains on. You walking around, you probably like he probably shook it on a prior tour. Sit down there, just went to sleep. All right, buckle your seatbelt. Put your bag up here. If I'm the manager, I ain't speaking of the artists. I see what you're saying for the artists. They don't got to give a fuck about none of this.
Nah,
we the Migos, we don't care.
Yeah.
But the dude making the statement was the manager, and he's saying, oh, we were discriminating. Your job is to make sure that we get from Atlanta to Des Moines, because you the manager. So if I'm sitting here and I'm shaking it, whatever it may be, however they feel about me, you tell me, hey, look, sit down,
buckle
your seatbelt, put your bag right there. Ain't no problems. And if it is, I know you done did everything straight and they need to holler at me.
Man, this is my thing. Why didn't somebody just pick the bag up out the aisle and put it in the goddamn overhead?
Manager's job. That's what I'm saying.
Manager, stewardess.
Was he asleep?
Listen, manager, stewardess, pilot. I don't give a fuck. Somebody just put the bag. Now, what do you have? 13 bricks in the goddamn backpack? You couldn't lift it up? Why couldn't somebody have just stowed that away? You going to kick me off because, nigga, my bag was in the aisle? Who going up and down the aisle, dude?
But that's what I'm saying, too.
Why do I need a seatbelt on in the first place? Let's be honest.
turbulence a motherfucker.
Man, get the fuck out of here, dude.
Turbulence a motherfucker, man.
I don't need no seatbelt on. I'm 30,000 feet in the air. It's over with, nigga. We crashed, dude. It's over. Done deal. Doesn't matter.
I ain't saying that you're wrong, but what I'm saying is those people have a job to do, right?
That's true.
Just like those people have a job to do. The Migos manager has a job to do. And as rappers, Migos traveling, I don't even know why they wasn't flying like private. No way. Y'all are the Migos.
Relax.
What do you mean relax?
They're not the Beatles. This is the Migos.
Man, dog.
No shots or nothing.
No. Listen. Let me tell you something.
Private jets ain't cheap, buddy.
No, they're not cheap, but let me tell you something. There's a site and an app for that.
I'm going.
Yeah, I done did it before. Like, you can do, you can get a private flight if you would like.
Humble brag.
Yeah. What I'm saying is this, it costs a little extra, but like, if y'all gonna do all this and shuck it out, then go on and pay the little extra money for the little private flight, dude.
Now, ironically though, once Delta did get word of this, because they had a flight, well, they had a show that they had to be to, so they were a little bit in a hurry. I don't know how this happened, but Delta got word of it and ended up putting them on a plane by themselves, literally a full jet by themselves.
See what I'm saying?
They were able to put them on it and get them to the show in time. So,
oh, it's the Migos?
He must have been a Migos fan. How ironic was it that Takeoff couldn't take off because he was asleep?
Damn, no, what that bad pull.
I mean, yeah, no, you're right, because that's what it would have turned into. And they ended up making an Instagram video from their account that showed that they had cleaned it up and whatnot. But that wasn't the only case of discrimination, man. The Atlanta Hawks, it's all Atlanta related. First Delta, now the Hawks. A security guard has filed a lawsuit against the Atlanta Hawks, saying that stars like Future, Drake, Kanye, and Migos requested to not go through metal detectors when they came to the game, and they were denied and forced to go through the security checkpoints. While other acts like AC/DC, Amy Schumer, Adele, and Bon Jovi asked the same request and were granted. They didn't have to go through the checkpoints when they asked. Now, the security guard brought this to the attention of his managers, and they told him, and I quote, "Hip-hop draws a different crowd, and white acts bring in more money." End quote. Fair or foul for the Atlanta Hawks?
I got to know the context.
That's a good answer.
And I mean, the reason that I say that is the guy, the security guard's boss, who responded and said hip-hop brings in a different crowd, you're absolutely right. But that don't mean that Gucci Man ain't as a bigger star as someone from another crowd would have brought in.
Right.
With that being said, I still ain't trusting everybody that's with him to come through the, like if it's just him and his fiance, well, yeah, y'all come on through.
For sure.
But if he got 20 people with him, nah. Like, everybody got to go through the same thing that a fan would go through. Because I don't want an argument over a foul on the baseline. And like, I don't want none of that to happen, and I don't want to be responsible for that if I'm security. Because there's a lot of stuff you got to answer for if you letting them people in like that, not walking through the gates. And I'm sure that's standard procedure,
regardless
of who you are. Like, you showing special love to those people that you mentioned, like Adele,
Justin Bieber,
like, listen to the names that you're mentioning. Of course, we're going to let them walk through, but I want to know how many people were with them and were the same amount of people with them that was with Gucci Man, that was with anybody else that came through and requested those same credentials.
Now, and I'm so glad you said it needs to be put in context. Scott, I agree 100%. I need to know the number of people in each person's entourage.
Tough.
I need to know, was this for a performance or was this just courtside seats?
Right.
Was it like, was this just Gucci and Keisha? Because if y'all made them go through the pat down, like, really?
Y'all petty.
Like, come on, dog.
Me and my fiance coming through, then I got a problem with that. Then, me and Brick Squad coming through, then it's different.
Then I need to know who the security guard's manager was. I'm presuming this was a white guy. I'm just assuming. Now, is he starstruck when Adele and AC/DC come through? Because I doubt that he's starstruck if Gucci and Migos come through. I feel like there's a disconnect.
Because he don't know them?
Maybe. But there's a disconnect. There's no reason on earth you need to pat down Kanye West. Like, there's no, unless it's for fucking, like, depression drugs.
That's a fact.
Like, there's no, I don't care who you, what you think of him or who, there's no reason to do that. So it's one of them situations where the person who was running shit is familiar with this set of people, but isn't familiar with this set of people.
And don't think that they're as big stars as the other people that's
Agreed.
Coming in. So they may have guns just because I know them from rap, not because I know specifically their music
right.
or their personality.
And the stigma that comes with rap. We just talked about a show in Alabama with 25 people injured. Like, Arkansas. That's the stigma that comes with hip hop. Whether that's right or wrong, obviously it's blown out of proportion. Let's be clear.
Yeah, I mean, because it's rap. Like, what documentaries? Like, I mean, I've been looking at the Bad Boy documentaries, and I've been looking at the what's the Defiant Ones documentary and Dolores Tucker. Oh, rap is this and that. Like, it was the popular thing to do and say, but they were showing that rock albums, all these other albums are saying the same thing, but it's just because it's rap.
And the same shit is going down
at
the shows.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. So,
and so I'm disappointed in the Atlanta Hawks because they had a situation on some racial shit about 2 years ago.
I think
and it's in Atlanta. Right. Do you know what their demographic is?
They trying to get right, though.
But they have by having these acts. I think Jeezy performed at the game opener last year.
Two Chainz had a performance.
Clearly T.I. Yeah. How do they fix this, though? Like, is this a fixable situation?
They need a superstar. They need a superstar.
A player?
They need a superstar player, and they need an ambassador. Like, they need someone. Like, Toronto got Drake.
Mm.
Like, the Nets got Jay.
The Wizards had
the
Wale.
The Wizards got Wale.
Yeah.
They need, like, a Gucci Man or a T.I. or
Gucci
a Jeezy.
Man,
Gucci Man.
Not a Gucci Man, though.
Don't you do.
New Gucci?
Don't do new Gucci like
okay,
that.
Okay, new Gucci, yeah.
New Gucci and Keisha Floyd, like, courtside
that's
every
fine.
Game?
That's
man, that's epic, dude.
Chill big out. We're going to chill out just a dog. Little bit.
Who else would you put? T.I. and Tiny?
T.I. by himself.
Just T.I. or Jeezy.
No shots to Tiny.
Just Jeezy.
Nah, just T.I., motherfucking. Yeah. T.I. by himself is fine. T.I. as the ambassador is fine.
What about Ludacris?
He not relevant
actually,
enough. Shout out to Ludacris.
What about Outkast?
They would never show up.
That's true.
You would never get
Dre's
the two niggas at a game.
Never coming. Dre don't watch basketball at all.
Dre will come to the most low-key, stupidest game, though.
Like the Nets.
Nigga, they'll be playing the Brooklyn Nets and Andre 3000 will be sitting next to you.
The Nets and the Hawks and Dre, though.
You're like, what the fuck? So, I say T.I. is your best bet, man.
T.I. the best. I say 2 Chainz.
Or me.
Nah. Give the On Deck TV podcast 2 Chainz or T.I.
Absolutely.
Y'all take y'all pick.
Shit, get y'all shit together, Atlanta Hawks. Y'all bullshit.
And need 2 Chainz to help them out, man. He got the trap shit popping, all that shit. Like, 2 Chainz will help the Hawks out.
True.
But
have
shout
a pink
out to
seat.
Them, though. Like, they finna have the shit popping at the Phillips Arena with the Killer Mike. He got his barbershop in there, the swag shop.
Yep.
He gonna have a bar.
Courtside bar.
They trying to turn up because
they got the top golf swing.
And they got the top golf in the stadium.
That's going to be hard. And they got the big dog screen. Now they done.
You know why? They don't have one player that you know.
No, because nigga, everybody that they bring in that could get that shit popping, they turn it around.
You know. I don't know one player on the Hawks team.
It wouldn't matter.
But that's another conversation for another day.
Right. Okay. Wiz Khalifa.
Young Wiz.
Wiz's See You Again song from the Fast and the Furious 7 soundtrack is now the most watched music video on YouTube. It's at 2.9 billion views. Again, that's 2.9 billion views. It just passed Gundam Style. Remember that shit from a couple years ago? Wiz's video averages 3 million views a day just this year.
That's impossible. Like, that's literally impossible.
Now, my question is, in your eyes, does this solidify Wiz Khalifa as a star?
I think Wiz is a star anyway. I don't think that this video attributes to his stardom.
This is huge, though.
It is. It's a cooler thing to have on your CV. Cool thing to have on the resume for people that don't know what CV is. It's a cool thing to have, but I don't think that this is what defines Wiz as a star. I think that song, that video is great because of the Paul Walker aspect.
Yeah, that played a major part.
Very big, him passing
yeah.
and him in the video or the video alluding to him, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
But with that being said, I feel like Wiz got hits. Black and Yellow.
Yeah.
He got a classic mixtape.
True.
Cushion OJ.
True.
Wiz is a legitimate rap star. Like, let's not act like Wiz ain't the guy that you go to for weed or high verses. Let's not act like Wiz ain't the dude. Like, he had Black and Yellow. The Steelers used that as a theme song during the playoffs. Wiz is a star. Now, I ain't going to say superstar. I ain't going to say that. But Wiz is a notified, like, credible rap name in the game in 2017.
So if this was like the NBA, he'd be an all-star. But he's not LeBron, though.
Like, he's a perennial all-star, not just an all-star. Like, not just I'm Gortat and this is my first all-star game. It's the only one
he's
that I'm
repeat
gonna
all-star.
Yeah, I'm here every year. Like, Wiz got that pedigree. If you don't fuck with him, I understand how it's hard to lose him in the sauce.
Right.
I mean, but Wiz, like, his baby mama, Amber Rose, dude. Like, she in the news right now today for dating 21 Savage. That's his baby mama. So he forever going to be linked to pop culture.
Now, okay, I agree with about 5% of what you said.
5%?
You named a couple of facts. He does have black and yellow. They did play that during the playoff run for the Steelers.
So you're saying Wiz not a star?
Wiz is absolutely not a rap star.
Oh, wow.
He's just not. Now you want to talk about cheat code? This song is a cheat code. I could have rapped on this song and it would have got 2.9 billion views. The dude on the hook sells it. The fact that they played this at the closing scene when Paul Walker drove into the sunset on a billion-dollar revenue box office movie is the reason that this is getting 2.9 billion views, people. It has absolutely nothing to do with it being Wiz Khalifa.
Are we going to base Wiz's career off this song or his work?
This could have been Flo Rida.
Okay, but that's
this
cool.
This song could have been Flo Rida, dude.
And that's cool, but I'm saying Wiz has done other things other than this song to solidify himself as a star.
You can't
like,
name
Wiz certified. This nigga got his own weed strain, dude.
A lot of people have their own weed strain.
Who? Name them right now.
Freddie Gibbs. He got his own weed strain. Don't Currency got it?
Who else?
Don't Burner got it? Like, stop.
Who is Burner?
That's, you see what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Like, no. Like, you're not finna take Freddie Gibbs and who?
They got their own strains of
who
weed.
Who else did you say?
Burner. And don't Currency got one?
Nah, I didn't know none of them. I knew for a fact that Wiz had his, though.
He's a weed-smoking star, dude.
That's what I'm saying.
He's a star in the weed game. Give him
that. Nah, not just the weed game, bro. He got black and yellow.
That was 3, 4, 5, 6 years ago.
It's a hit, though.
Okay.
They play that right now, today. People going to be like, oh,
Roscoe Dash had a hit? Like, stop.
What?
I don't know. Shit that came out the same time as Black
and
Yellow.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, Wiz is more recognizable. People know him. They associate him with stuff like Amber Rose. Man. They associate with stuff like, I mean, I assume he got a million, Instagram followers where they follow his little son. What's his son's name? Bam?
Bash.
Yeah. Bash Khalifa.
He going to get you for shaking it on his son's name like that, too.
This
is Animal Brown, Wiz Khalifa in Pittsburgh. I got the name right.
You said he washed, though. Like, you don't even care.
Bro, his albums aren't. First of all, he's never had a good album.
It ain't got nothing to do with his albums, though. He one of them dudes that ain't got nothing to do really with music. It's the whole persona, and it's Wiz Khalifa. He got the weed strain. He got all of these different things going on besides being a rapper. That's what's going for him. It ain't got nothing really to do with the music. It's like people that fuck with Wiz because of his vibe.
But that doesn't make him a star. That's all I'm
definitely
saying.
Makes it.
That's all I'm saying. I don't disagree with that part.
Let me ask you this then. Who's a star to you? Is Meek a star?
No. No.
Damn.
I know.
Meek Mill not a star?
No. Nicki Minaj is.
Right now today?
Yeah, even today. Go look at the comments under that Yo Gotti and Nicki Minaj song.
Is Yo Gotti a star?
Come on. Shout out. I swear to you.
Do Yo Gotti like that?
Shout out to Yo Gotti. No. Yo Gotti's the first rap dude I ever saw with rap money, and no, he's not.
Name your star then.
I just named Nicki.
Nah, you cheating. You're like, oh, Nicki because she a female.
No,
you ain't got to worry about
star.
No backlash. Give me another star.
Drake. Like, these niggas are stars.
This nigga say Drake and Nicki.
Jay-Z.
We know this shit, nigga. Give me another star on the level of the people that we speaking about, though. They said Drake and
so
Nicki.
So right up under
Jay-Z.
Them niggas? I don't know.
You gonna name next Pac? Yeah, Pac a star, too. Big, let me get that Snoop out the way for you, too, dude. Snoop, yeah, you're a star.
Absolutely.
All right, let me get that. All those out the way
Kendrick's
for you.
Kendrick's a star. He's not on the level of none of them niggas we just named. Man.
I mean, but he's Kendrick Lamar, dude.
I'll say Wiz and Meek are on the same level, though. I'll say that. Wherever that level is, that's the same level. I will say that. And that's a majority because he went with Nicki Minaj, let's be honest.
So the only reason that Meek is on that level is because he went with Nicki Minaj?
That's a big reason. Not the only. That's a big reason, though. Because that crosses you over.
I don't think that's saying much, though.
I'm not like, saying if, that the same much
I'm
either.
Meek, if I'm Meek, I ain't proud to be on the level. If I'm Meek, I'm considering myself as someone who got bars.
And that's fine.
And I'm looking at Wiz as somebody who got clever hooks and can put songs together good, and that's the reason that he's a star, because people smoke weed and listen to him. So you can't put me on the same level as Wiz and expect me to be cool with, like, oh yeah, that's the same thing.
Bar for bar, Meek better than Wiz?
Tough.
All right.
And I ain't even a Meek fan at all. Like, I there's no way in the world that I'm a Meek fan, but yeah, he murdering him, boy wise.
Meek Project's way better than Wiz Khalifa, but that doesn't mean he's a bigger star, though. That's all I'm saying.
No, he's not.
Before we get to a Meek song, 21 Savage debuted his album.
21.
Issa. The Issa album came out Friday to overwhelmingly positive reviews online. Now, some of his hardcore fans say that Amber Rose softened up his album a little bit, but the majority of the talk online is that it's better than expected. Was that 21 Savage better than expected?
Absolutely 100% true.
No.
Yes. Like, I don't even see how you, like, what is it that you got against 21 Savage where you would be like, this album is not good? Bruh, my expectation level,
right,
was so low.
As it should have been.
Nah. Because the last album that he came out with, what is that?
The one the with mixtape.
Young Savage, Why You Trapping So Hard?
Yeah,
Why
You Got
Like That Right There.
And the X-Bitch and all that.
That was okay as far as the standards for a rap album from a young guy in 2017. I could deal with that.
That's how he got on.
All right. With that being said, I feel like he's one of the few guys who went, worked, and was like, okay, I need to do what? I need to do this. I need to do that. And if I'm going to make it sound like a good album, I need to add this type of song. And he added all of that into Issa, and he did it. it was no type of way that you could feel like from that mixtape or any other project that he came out with that you could say, he totally ain't grown as an artist. He disrespectful to the craft or the culture. All he doing is shucking it out. Like, nah, like, I feel like dude actually tried to get better with this album, and he put together a great project for him, for 21 Savage.
Look.
You laugh.
This project is 14 songs.
You don't like 21 Savage.
No features.
You don't like 21 Savage. Just say, before you say all of this, say I don't like 21 Savage. Say that.
21 Savage isn't good.
Then people are.
Let's say that.
Isn't good.
He's not a good rapper. He's not a good
this
artist.
This is the same guy when he bought his brand new car, pulled up to me, told me hop in with the brand new 21 Savage banging.
I did?
Yes.
What was this?
You were listening to 21 Savage when you got your new whip.
He has one song I like. That doesn't make him a good
artist.
I ain't
got nothing to do with that. I'm telling you, when I got in the whip, you was banging 21 Savage. Go ahead.
It was on shuffle.
Nah.
Now look.
Because you had it on repeat.
This Issa album is trash.
It's trash.
Man, it's trash as fuck, bro. I put that on everything. Dude.
Like, stop it.
This nigga has a 7-minute freestyle on here. Now, if y'all ever heard 21 Savage rap, he is literally the last person on earth that needs a 7-minute freestyle. Like, literally the last rapper on earth. Why? I fuck with two songs on here. I fuck with the Thug Life.
Two songs.
Absolutely.
Two songs.
He's been 2 for 14.
Stop.
I fuck with Thug Life, and I fuck with Nothing New.
You know how crazy you sound right now?
I sound
do
so.
You know how,
you know how many
crazy,
people are like, thank you
do
for
you
saying
know how
this?
Crazy you sound right now.
Shit, some slaw, bro. And look, this is what's funny.
Are niggas expecting him to be Lil Wayne?
I'm not.
Eminem?
I'm not.
Is this Tupac?
No.
This is 21 Savage, dude. What I was expecting from 21 Savage and Issa, this far exceeds it.
Nah.
Far exceeds expectations for that, dude.
This shit's some slow, bro.
No, like, it's not. It's not some slow. Like, have you listened to, like, the rest of these people that are on SoundCloud and the rest of these people that are getting major pulled from the younger generation? Like, they don't sound nowhere near as good as dude.
Just because you're comparing him to nobody's doesn't make his shit sound good. Now, the ironic part about the best song on here called Nothing New is that that's what the album should have been called. The album should have been called Nothing New because that's exactly what he gave me. He gave me the same monotone flow, the same boring cadence that he always used. His bars are predictable as fuck. If I can predict your next line every song,
right.
Bruh, I don't want to hear this shit. Nothing new is banging, though. Because that gave me another perspective. Finally, he touched on something other than the same plain Jane bullshit that everybody's touching on. He actually talked on some real shit from his vantage point. That's dope. I even like his interviews. I like the little interview where he was talking about the Jay album and he was talking about Amber. I listened to his interviews and his instrumentals, but this album trash.
To steal some lines from some of our competitors, have that same energy when we run up on 21 Savage and got the interview. You let him know.
Why in the world would I interview 21 Savage, dude?
You just said you just said his interviews is good.
Nah, his interviews were okay. That's a good point. You're absolutely right.
That's what I'm saying.
His interviews are good. I would interview.
That's what I'm. All I'm saying is don't.
You think I'm gonna say hey, 21? Banging. Fuck out.
I'm joking with you, but what I'm saying, I mean, because we do that. But what I'm saying is this: don't fall into the misconception of it's 21 Savage. Oh, he dating Amber Rose. This is crazy. And this is that. To think that, dude, like. He's not a dumb young cat, though.
Not at all.
He's a lot smarter than most of the young cats in which we dealing with in this game. Probably most of the ones on the XXL album cover.
Right.
And that's all I'm saying.
I'm not mad at that. It's just the album's still whack. All right. Music break. Meek Mill. Wow. He dropped his EP. Or, you know, he dropped a little mixtape. Little four-piece. He got a joint on there called Bag Talk, man. We're going to check that out, see what it's hitting on. Check out this meat. When the feds came through, they scooped the whole South Philly. We was crying. We was crying. They was taking. They was taking. Perfect time to get their money. I was paid. I was paid. We was scooching. We was scooching. They was snaking. They was snaking. Only want to keep it real when they was fake. They was fake. Ain't a nigga around me. I ain't give a 100 bands to. Never falling out about them bitches that we ran through. When you get that money like I got it, they can't stand you. Fuck. Fuck. We at war with the system. In the streets, bulletproof, I'm in the trenches. Niggas say that I got beat. I can't really trust these niggas about this cash and I can't sleep. And my homie, like my other homie, I can see it creep. Show no love for that pussy ass nigga, it get deep. For the love of that Benji, we spilling blood in them streets. And I know why they hate me, it ain't no love in them streets. He was here in that work, we thought it was love, it was cheap. He was selling us that re-rob, pumping us on a re-pop. Damn, thought you was all head. Found out that we not. Slid up on it with three glocks. Did him dirty for three blocks. Turn that boy to a freeze pop. Shoot him to a decap. It's a dog-eat-dog environment. Young niggas killing all the old heads retiring. And the sound of that dirty start to sound inspiring. When you pull up on them, I start firing. Please don't judge us. They done killed our brothers. We done starved our winter. They gon' fill our summers. I went drop top door on them. We do numbers. And when we get a chance to rain on them, we gon' flood them. Fuck, fuck, fuck. I tell them I'm praying for me. That was a bigger star than Wiz Khalifa, Meek Mill, with his joint called Bag Talk.
Same level. Same level.
How you feel about that song?
It's cool. I liked it. I like Meek, a little Meek in project, trying to establish himself as getting good before the Truth and Lies come out. I'm with it.
Wins and losses, but
Wins and losses, all the same thing.
Yeah, that come out, I think, in 2 weeks. That's around the corner. So y'all be looking out for that Meek album, man. Truth and Lies, apparently.
Yeah, to me. You tell me Truth and Lies. Wins and losses is what it is, though.
Okay. We would know that his album was out if he had a big publicity stunt going on right now. We know the title of it then.
He ain't dating I tell you that. He ain't dating nobody. He ain't dating nobody new.
He ain't on no crosses. He ain't dating nobody.
He ain't dating Bernice.
He did beat up. He had some people beat up Safari. Are we counting that?
Beat up Safari.
Okay, maybe he did. He tried it.
That ain't close enough, though.
That ain't close enough?
No.
The theme of today's topic, man, is this publicity is out of control. It feels like this is the year of the publicity stunt. Whether you got people, like we said, on crosses, you got people coming out as gay, it seemed like people are doing anything. We're going to get to that. Don't even worry about it. Like, it's crazy. It seems like people are really believing in the old Eazy-E phrase that
all publicity is good publicity.
He believed that 100%, and I feel like everybody else does in 2017. Now, we have a couple of very recent publicity stunts.
Listen. I ain't saying all publicity is good publicity.
99% is, though.
But I will say this. I walked in the house last night.
Mm-hmm.
And Love and Hip Hop Atlanta was on TV.
Your favorite?
I have no idea who any of these people are.
Yeah.
And I, like, I asked the, like, legit, like, to me, I'm a logical person. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, who is this and why are they on here?
Right. What was the answer?
There wasn't one.
It probably isn't one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me. And then after that, Basketball Wives come on and you like, okay, who is she married to?
Your second favorite.
Nah.
You got the lineup down to a science.
But what I'm proving a point here.
Yeah.
Because the chick on Basketball Wives, you can ask whoever watches it, like, who is she married to? I don't know.
Right.
They won't let him say, they won't let her say his name on this show. Like, what is this? What is this?
Get off my lawn.
God.
Yeah, it's, listen, the rap game is no different.
Man.
And you got a project around the corner. Look, you about to be seen dating this person, or you about to put up this, you about to put a dress on, or you about to put this crazy ass picture up, dude. It's one of the three.
Unless you're J. Cole. He's going to put Watch Jordan's on. He's going to show up.
Unless you're J. Cole. That's a fact.
Show up at the summer league.
Now, let's take one of these, man. Let's take Black Youngster. It's your man. We're going to take it to Memphis, Tennessee.
Well, listen. Wait, whoa.
Memphis, Tennessee's finest.
Let's put the brakes on that and not put that on Lose Man at all.
Black Youngster, man. Yo Gotti's artist.
Yo Gotti's, man.
He's known for doing outlandish things on Instagram. Usually it involves money. Like, usually he's throwing up money. He's talking on the money phone. He's throwing up money. He's kicking it. He's playing football with, I don't know. He's just usually doing shit with bread. It all happened when
recently,
he got turned around.
He was in the shower with the money.
He was in the shower with the money. Pause. But he
why is that a pause?
Now look, hey, I was talking to somebody. Did you see the one where he had the $4 million shipped?
Nah, I seen the bag.
You seen the bag?
I ain't look at the clip.
My homie was like, "Hey man, did you see?" I hadn't seen it, but I had seen the shower clip.
Right.
And my homeboy said, Bird, he said, "Hey man, you see Black Youngster with the $4 million brick of money?" I said, "Oh, you talking about the video when he was in the shower?" And they said, "No, I ain't seen no Black Youngster in the shower, bro. We ain't looking for that video." I said, "Nah." I said, "Relax." And nigga said, "We ain't looking for Black Youngster in the shower, bro." I said, "Nah, man, not that type of shower."
Look, though, that's funny as fuck when the nigga be like, "Did you see this?" And because with the one that you were talking about, he got a big black bag full of money, like up to his hip.
Right.
In opposed to Jay-Z.
Right.
And the one that you mentioned was like he in the shower with throwing money around like he bathing in it.
Right, so exactly.
That's funny. Like, for y'all people that ain't seen it, go YouTube that.
So Black Youngster is known for his shit. Now, he has a new picture up of him no shirt on with some type of white towel around his waist, crucified on the cross. It looks like maybe a video shoot like, of some sort.
Don't say no shirt on. Let's like they're going to be real with this. So like, you remember like everybody that listens to this probably has seen the picture of Jesus on the cross. What Black Youngster was trying to do was mimic that. Yep. Not necessarily Jesus on the cross, but the thing that Tupac did on the 7-Day Theory Machiavelli, where he put his head on the drawing.
Right.
Tupac didn't actually go hang himself on a cross.
Right.
All right, so go ahead.
So the internets are in the process of roasting him for it.
As he shouldn't be roasted.
Even fellow, but Atlanta artist Rallo even put up, said he would offer $10K for him to take it down. I said, damn. $10K to take it down? I wonder if he'd really give it to him, number one.
Rallo got it, though.
Yeah, not saying he ain't got it. I just wondering if he'd actually give it to him. First of all, Black Youngster has a mixtape out. I don't know the name of it. I won't know the name of it. I don't want to know the name of it, but he does have a new tape out. I think it might be called I'm Innocent. It's got, of course, that's a reference to the Dolph situation that he's been accused of. What are your thoughts? Is this still any pub, good pub? Does this fit even this type of situation? And are people making a bigger deal than they should of this?
I don't think people are making a bigger deal, because I think that Black Youngster should have known what he was doing when he did it. Like, you're clearly taking something that's important, something that's sacrilegious to people, and you're taking it and you're making a mockery of it. What people know you for is going in gas stations, shaking it on the clerk. People know you for being in showers with money, raining all over yourself, stumbling, mumbling, bumbling, and all of those type of things. Like, you're the modern 2010 rap person. And that's cool. I'm not shitting on that. I'm not saying that that's not cool. I'm not saying that the people who like you won't like you for that. But what I am saying is, when you hop them on the cross and you put that on and you say, oh, I'm paying homage to Tupac, it ain't got shit to do with Pac. You know how people who take that religion into that consideration would take that. And you're like, fuck it, I'm going to do it anyway. Why? Why am I going to do it anyway? What am I going to get from this? I ain't going to get CNN views because I ain't got the music for that. Like, he not that good as to where you would go look through his catalog and be like, he making these controversial statements and he doing these controversial things. He putting himself up on the cross. I'm going to go check out his music and I'm going to say, damn, I need to check Black Youngster out. He got something to say. That ain't the case. All he doing is making a mockery of himself.
Yeah, and see, here was his rebuttal. His rebuttal was, Nas did it for the Hate Me Now video.
All these were images, though.
Kanye West did it on the cover of Rolling Stone.
Images.
So
I ain't seen the Kanye West cover that you talking about.
He had the head of crown. He had the.
So was this actually Kanye West on a cross?
Not necessarily. He just had the crown. He had the thorn.
Like Black Youngster built the cross and hopped up on the cross.
Yeah, that should look crazy.
That's stupid.
And like, he got a diaper on.
It's stupid. Like we can't call it nothing different from what it is. And if he was sitting right here with us today, I would say that's stupid. And I would want him to explain to me, like, bro, what did you think you were going to get from this?
Clicks. That's the name of the game. That's why this is the year of publicity stunt. Okay, it's so clicks.
All right, so I'm getting clicks from this.
Yes.
And then Rollo come to me and say what he say.
Yep.
You just mentioned Rollo.
Yep.
I'm not going to respond to him. I'm good off it. I ain't got to respond to him because, look, I'm trying to get clicks. I'm looking for the controversy. Rollo, I ain't saying that he the biggest rapper in Atlanta. I ain't saying that he someone that you need to be reckoned with. But I'm saying, like, this is someone who is in the same profession as you, brought a problem to you. Like, I don't like this.
The picture has over 15,000 comments.
That ain't a lot.
What?
For Black Youngster?
Comments? Not okay. Likes. All comments.
Right, you're right. My bad.
That's a shitload.
My bad.
Half of those are probably people getting tagged. So now there's more eyes on it. Like, that's all that people are doing it for. I don't know who. First of all, Black Youngster learned this early. Because when he got stopped at the bank for trying to deposit the check or whatever, and he saw what that video did for him and his profile, shit, I can't be stopped then. I could do silly, goofy shit. All this shit, just build me a brand around me doing silly shit with bread. Floyd Mayweather do it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, what?
But don't tie Floyd into
it. But Floyd do it, but not to this extent.
Okay, that's what I was going to say. Black Youngster shit is different, though. Like, it's straight coon. It's straight. Only reason that you're tuning into me is because you want to laugh at me, or you on the same level as me, and you don't think that what I'm doing is wrong or incorrect. And that's it.
Like, it's
you know what I'm saying?
Black Youngster, it's only going to get worse. Like, that's my problem.
It's not.
No, it's only going to get worse.
This the bottom, though.
No, it's not.
This the bottom.
No, it's not.
This the bottom.
Trust me, it can always get worse.
This nigga hung himself on a cross.
Like a real life cross, though.
It's the bottom, though. It's the bottom. Who else has done that?
Oh, you can get outdone.
No, that's what I'm saying. This is the bottom.
This so you saying he just set the precedent?
No, I'm saying that this is going to make or break him. People going to be like, oh, I fuck with Black Youngster. He's that funny, and I understand what he was trying to do, and I'm riding with him. Or people going to be like, nah, I'm good. I'm off of that. I'm off him. I'm off the money phones. I'm off the money showers. I'm off the crosses and the diapers, whatever it may be that got to do with him. Just because he did this and it offend me that much, I'm off him.
I don't think he lost one fan. I don't think he gained one fan. Real talk.
I don't agree with that.
Real talk.
I think he lost some fans.
Nah.
I know, bro.
I don't believe that. Real shit. I don't believe he lost anyone. Nobody. He had done goofy shit up. He's been doing goofy. This is falls in line with the goofy shit he's been doing. It's just the goofiest.
But you're
up
talking
to
about
point.
Something different when you're talking about religion, though. Like, you're talking about, like, everyday things in corporate America, or everyday things in which you don't expect people to accept anyway, and him being black youngster and him being a rapper, and you say, okay, I see where he could do that, and it's funny, and people will be offended by it, and I like that. But when you got him putting himself on a cross,
that shit made it to TMZ, dude. It made it to TMZ. The TMZ article has 500 comments.
So the people on TMZ, are they shitting on him, or
they're just they're just reporting it? That's the type of shit that gets you to CNN. If he put out, if Black Youngster put out a flaming banging mixtape, it doesn't make it to TMZ.
Let me ask you this: if you Yo Gotti, if you Yo Gotti, how you feel about this?
If it's getting them clicks, then it's all...
It's good. You good.
Any pub is good pub, dude. Anything short of a rape case.
I'm Yo Gotti. Jay just dropped his 444.
Doesn't matter. The people that listen to Black Youngster ain't checking for that 444.
That ain't what I'm saying. What I'm saying is this. This is a business.
Bro, this ain't stopping one show, bro. It's not stopping one show.
Right now.
Like, he just put up
right
the
now.
Post. He
right
just,
now, it ain't stopping one show.
Dude. He just put up a post that said, man, but when Nas did it, it was cool. You want to know what his fans
are
saying?
Nas didn't
but
do it. Hold on. That's the thing, though. Nas didn't do it,
but this is what I'm saying. His fans aren't thinking like that. They're thinking exactly. Yeah. They see the picture. They go, oh, Nas did it. It's cool. Nah. Pac did it. It's cool.
Oh, my God. But
like, you can't tell me that's not what they're saying. Mm. Like, come on. Who? Like, this was the straw that broke the Black Youngster. Stop, dude. It's like, stop.
Nah, I ain't saying that.
Now we're not going to hear from him no more. Stop, bro.
I ain't saying that. I'm just saying that he should have thought a little bit more into this before saying, oh, I'm jumping all the way out on the ledge and this is what I'm doing.
What's the difference between this and Young Thug putting a dress on his album cover? Or him calling niggas bae on his Instagram? What is that all? That's all for clicks, dude. It's all for pub. He's mastered that shit. Young Thug has mastered it. Black Youngster's coming from the school of Thug.
Actually, like we said, with his album sales from the last couple of albums, Young Thug's for them done fell off from it.
But his show's packed.
That's true.
So, like, his profile is still grown. He's still getting fashion deals. Nigga's still overseas at fashion shows.
No, I ain't saying he ain't popping. He popping. Okay. Yeah, he definitely popping. What I just don't think that type of approach is what keeps him popping. He's talented.
It keeps his name in people's
mouths. Nah, he talented, though. Like, he put out
that's good. That's debatable.
Yeah. For me and you. Right. But for the younger crowd, they're like, y'all, ain't no way he ain't the GOAT. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've seen amazing posts about Young Thug being the GOAT and shit like that. Like, I'm like, wow. But with that being said, with you and I, like, oh, we see the whole package and we see how people digesting it. Other people are like, oh, the music is banging. I've never heard nothing like it.
Man. That pub has to play a lot of that's a bigger role into it, man. And another artist, Tyler the Creator, he has a new album coming out in 2 weeks. So let's see what he got cooking up. He has a new album. It's called Flower Boy.
Okay. Flower Boy.
Yeah, it's called Flower Boy. So the album leaked late Sunday night, and people are posting quotes from the album.
Right.
Now, he said in one song, next line will have him like, whoa, I've been kissing white boys since 2004. And also, apparently, I mean, but see, this is the thing. Like, Tyler, the Creator, is like real, like, sarcastic. He got a lot of tongue-in-cheek jokes and
great
shit.
Great point.
But then he's got a couple of other songs. Says, that was real love I was in. Ain't no reason to pretend. All my friends was lost. They couldn't read the signs. I didn't want to talk. I tell them my location and they ain't want to walk. Then somebody pulled up an old Instagram post from him. Twitter post from him in 2015 where he said, I tried to come out the closet like 4 days ago and no one cared. Ha, 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 ha. Now, first of all, how does an album leak in 2017? That's very convenient that it leaked in these bars. Somebody didn't post the whole album. They just posted these bars.
Just the gay bars.
Like, come okay, so that already got me suspicious. But this sounds like it's being used to drum up attention, because I didn't know he had an album coming out in 2 weeks. I know you didn't know. No. And I can every number in my contact in my iPhone didn't know that he had an album coming out.
He was posting stuff online to let you know he had something coming.
Where's like, the anticipation for that?
No, I'm saying I'm just saying that I did see it on Twitter as to where he was posting stuff like 3 days away, whatever, how many days away. I ain't saying that there was anticipation about it. I'm just saying he was posting shit online. But go ahead.
Now I'm gonna listen. Now I have to listen to it. Now that I know it's out.
But look though,
when it come out on the 21st,
I'm still not gonna listen to it.
I'm gonna listen to it now.
I'm still not gonna listen to this.
I am.
I have no interest at all. Like if you're telling me, hey, these are the songs, these are the bars, take this in, do whatever you want to it, commentate on it, however, I ain't gotta listen to the whole album because it's the meat of it right here.
Man,
you already let me know what it is. I don't want to hear no more of this. Like, I'm not a big Tyler the Creator fan. I'm not a big Odd Future fan. I ain't really into that. So right. If you're telling me that this is the reason that the album is popular, and you already then gave everything to me on social media, on the blogs, everything like that, no, I'm good. I'm out of there.
Are we counting manufactured beefs as publicity stunts? Are we counting that? Are we counting Ross with the idols become rivals as a publicity stunt?
Is that manufactured though? How we know he ain't feel like that?
How we know he really didn't give a
how
fuck?
We know Wayne that come to him and like in real little bro mode, like, damn, bro.
How we know this didn't have nothing to do with him and he just saw an opportunity to speak on it?
Good point.
shed some light on the album that didn't have a single.
Yeah. And look, that plays into Ross' persona 1,000%.
Oh, it was perfect, though. Yeah. Like, it was a great publicity stunt.
I don't care if nobody came to me about this. I don't care if I don't know nothing about what I'm talking about. What I do know is he ain't get paid.
And right.
I can base a whole picture about
it. And I have mentioned it before.
Tough. I can base a whole picture about that.
And I'm relatively close to the situation.
Tough.
What about fake relationships? We talked about it last week with the 21 and Amber possibly being a shuck. Remember Ross and Lear Galore? Remember that?
Nope.
You see what I'm saying?
That's how far gone, and then they got nothing to do with nothing no more about nothing. Her mama was in that and everything, tough. And that ain't got nothing to do with nothing.
But the nigga album came out, and 2 weeks later they broke up.
Yeesh.
You see what I'm saying?
See, now that's one thing that I will say, like, you were saying that the Amber Rose and the 21 Savage shit, like, they had something to do with, like,
fake news.
The relationship shit, that's not going to sell albums. That ain't going to make people tune in and be like, oh, because 21 Savage is dating Amber Rose, I want to check out his album and he's more important to me. I don't think that is absolutely the case. What I do think
it works though.
People are nosy. Yeah.
Right.
Right. So if it's Instagram or Twitter, and we're talking about Snapchat and those things, then we cool. But if I'm trying to sell records and I'm 21 Savage, dating Amber Rose, that ain't necessarily like, I ain't got to do that.
But it's not about you wanting to listen to the album only because he's dating Amber Rose.
Right.
It's his likeness, his face, his name being out there,
Amber Rose.
No, it's just being out there more and more, and it's in your grain, in your head more and more. So the next time you are in Apple Music looking on the new releases and it crosses your path, you're more inclined to press to stop and listen to it. With him being his image, you've seen it X amount of times over the last week. Like, take a billboard for example,
right?
Nigga, a new fucking bagel store opened up, and they got a nigga spinning a sign right there out front on the curb.
Yep.
And you the first day you see that doesn't mean just because a nigga in a clown suit spinning a sign that you're gonna stop and get the bagel. But the next time you're feeling like having a bagel, the clown suit shit is gonna pop in your head. You're gonna be like, damn, let me try that new spot on Peachtree. That's what that's for. It's not for the immediate impact. And that's why people think that equals album sales, or in this case, streams or clicks or followers.
I don't know if Amber Rose is that powerful. Like, I don't know if she's that.
Her reach is stronger than her reach is stronger than 21 Savage.
Okay, that's cool.
No knocking. None. I'm just cool. I'm just calling.
What I'm saying is this: 21 Savage put out a good album.
This Amber Rose shit got y'all saying the nigga album good. That's how powerful this is. That's crazy.
From what I was expecting from 21 Savage, I feel like this was a good album.
Y'all like, damn, that nigga can pull Amber. You know what that nigga say? CD is actually
Amber,
all
right. Amber ain't got nothing to do with it, really. Like, I feel like it was a good album, though. It was put together well. Like, it was a good album.
My boy, I'm mad because my boy Ye is not absolved from this publicity stunt shit, because he pulled it earlier this year taking a picture with Trump. And I'm hot at him.
What?
That was a pub. That was pub stuff. On somebody's end.
He ain't got no music coming, though. I mean, all he doing is taking a picture with Trump just to be Kanye West.
I'm
gonna be the asshole that I am and be Kanye West. I ain't got no music. Don't expect anything from me other than a bullshit picture with Trump. That's it.
Ooh. It was a culmination of that, in addition to the rants, in addition to him getting checked into the doctor, all of that. So that added on to that.
What have we heard since then?
He been low.
And?
No, I'm just saying, he just been low.
What does it do for hip-hop culture?
I don't know. What
is Kanye right now doing for us?
Nigga, cooking up a classic, motherfucker. That's what he doing.
Hopefully so.
Before we get out of here, what's your earliest, can you think of your earliest memory of a nigga clearly doing a publicity stunt? A lot of people say it started with Pac and Faith. A lot of niggas say that Faith shit was bullshit.
I ain't going with that because I don't know.
Come on.
I seen the movie. I don't know. I'm not sure what happened there.
That was a rumor.
What I will say is Pastor, damn, what's his name?
Pastor Troy is his name.
Pastor Troy, Master P.
That's true.
Yeah, that was the closest thing to what I seen. What Pastor Troy was like, I don't even know, dude.
He manufactured, for those who don't know.
I don't know what's going on.
Pastor Troy had a hit, late 90s. Yep. It was going at Master P. Master P was the biggest thing in the South. One of the biggest things in the rap game, period. And it turned out that Troy had never actually met P or nothing, and all that was bullshit. He just wanted to go at the top nigga, and it worked. So that's a great example of a clear publicity stunt.
Now he has 36 albums.
Yeah, 20 years later, plus, he's got a million albums. I'm thinking Pac made it a hot line and 50 Cent made it a hot song. When 50 took an actual problem,
He still took 5 shots, though.
It wasn't
out of nowhere.
No. Listen, he took a real beef, which was him and Ja Rule, and he flipped that into publicity stunts, which was his beef with Jada, his beef with Fat Joe. None of those had any merit. It's just that he had an album coming out, and he had to beef with somebody, and we didn't care about Ja Rule no more. He wasn't hot. So that's why he made it a hot song, dude. Like, he mastered that publicity stunt shit to a T. He still try to do it now with his Instagram. Should he jump on any beef? It ain't got nothing to do with him. Man, he gonna jump on it and comment about something.
50 may as well be on Everyday Struggle.
Hot takes for days.
You know what I'm saying? He trying to act like he got the hot takes, and like we going to thisis50.com to hear what he got to say.
Nope.
Stop, 50.
Nope. Y'all let us know, man. Who's the OG Bobby Johnson of the publicity stunt in this rap game? This WWE game. Let us know in the rap chat, or just comment on On Deck TV Podcast IG or Twitter page. New music break. Shout out to the homie Star Lito. He dropped on July 4th. Hot Chicken. It's
man.
An ode to Nashville. Several Nashville artists on there. We figured we'd highlight one on one of our favorite songs in the project. The song is called Grow Up. We're gonna give, what was it, Hambino. We're gonna give Hambino some shine on this episode, man. Check out his verse from Grow Up.
Killer be killed mentality caught me felonies. That murder case in 2003 brought me to my knees. Lord, please, I need your name, but he didn't hear me. I beat that case, got out of jail, and made them niggas fear me. Every day with shootouts, home invasions, made them bring that loot out. Act like he ain't got it. Grab his baby bitch, now bring that truth out. Now fuck what you bout, this what I really live. Would trade my life on any night for my little cousin Phil. Went through hell for what I love just to make it right. Had to grow up off of my past for the sacrifice. Lito told me focus ground. Hard for the time call. Was blind living in the dark. Now Shane gone. Hey.
Thugs gotta grow up. That was Hambino's verse on Star Lito's Grow Up track off his Hot Chicken.
Check out that hot chicken, man. A distinguished flavor for your ear.
Yeah, I'm fucking with that. I'm fucking with that project. Honestly, this is one of his better projects. I'm gonna be real. It's up there.
It's banging.
Shout out Lito. All right. Did you see of the week? We had a did you see last week, man. It was the Bad Boy shit. We had one the week before that. It was the Irv Gotti shit. It's content out here.
Tough.
This week, HBO 4-part documentary series, The Defiant Ones, is following the lives of Dr. Dre and Jimmy Iovine. Jimmy Iovine ran Interscope, partnered up with Dre to make beats, headphones, just in case you didn't know. But he has a history in the music business, and obviously Dr. Dre has a history in the music biz too. It's done by the one half of the Hughes brothers, Alan Hughes. That's the one that got into the infamous Pac fight.
Pac sprung on.
Pretty much. First of all, have you gotten a chance to check out any of the episodes?
I seen the first two. Four. It's a 4-part series. I ain't know they dropped all four. So I was watching like last night. I was going to stop at one. One was great. And I kept running through two. And I was like, I got halfway through two. I said, let me stop. I mean, I would have been up all night. But it's a dope series. I didn't know Jimmy Iovine was so into everything that's popular music, anything that's big, he had something to do with, it seemed like.
Right. He had something to do with Bruce Springsteen, U2.
U2, like
Tom Petty.
Tom Petty, all these people.
Nine Inch Nails. Yeah.
Marilyn Manson, Tupac, all
his resume crazy. I will say this, man. 5 minutes into the documentary, this is how I knew it was real. Mm-hmm. 5 minutes into the documentary, it shows Dre and Iovine getting on a private jet. Mm-hmm. Shout out to the Migos. They were getting on a private jet, and in the air, they're signing the paperwork for the Apple deal that turned out to be worth $3.2 billion. First of all, I had to pause the documentary, wipe the tears from my eyes.
You cry a lot.
And then stare at the scene. I stared at the scene for 20 minutes, dude.
You cry a lot at these movies, dude.
They're touching. That shit touches me. When I see a motherfucker on a private jet signing billion-dollar contracts, it's touching. Okay? And I text 1,000 people, dude. Like, have y'all seen this?
I'm going to tell you one of the things that I liked. They were sitting in the new Dodge Durango.
Yes.
And they were, like, playing the music to make sure that the Beats speakers were applicable to what Dre wanted to hear.
Yeah, testing out the Dre speakers. Oh,
can you imagine that?
Yeah.
Look, before we put these speakers into mass production, into all of these cars, hey, Dr. Dre, we want to make sure that everything sounds good to you. Dude, do you...
Them niggas was sitting in the car with that shit turned to the max, listening to all kind of different shit.
And then being like, give me the iPad, let me change this.
Yep. Had the shit to tweak shit.
Come on, man.
That shit was dope. First of all, shout out to the Alan Hughes. This shit is wonderfully put together. It's expertly edited. The storytelling is A1. Like, I'm 2 episodes in, and this shit is a masterpiece already. Like, no bullshit.
I didn't know Jimmy Iovine was popping like that.
I didn't know that either. I learned a lot about Jimmy Iovine, and I'm only 2D. We ain't got the Eminem and Pac yet.
I ain't know.
Like, dude, if y'all don't listen to shit else I said this whole episode, man, y'all go check that Defiant Ones on HB fucking O, dude. Like, it's some content out here right now. Like, niggas is asleep if you're not checking this shit out.
Yeah.
100% crack.
That and on Apple iTunes, check out that Bad Boy documentary too.
Can't Stop, Won't Stop.
Got to.
Real inspirational shit. All right, new music out right now. Of course, the aforementioned 21 Savage Issa Trash album is out.
Stop it, man. How do you like 21 Savage?
I don't like 21.
Excuse me. How do you not like him but like Lil B?
That's easy.
Like, what's the difference?
One has good music and the other one doesn't. It's not that hard.
Lil B has good music, but 21 Savage doesn't.
The Lil B I'm Gay album.
You standing on that?
Are you standing on that?
Listen. You standing on that right there as a man and saying Lil B I'm Gay is better than Issa?
Yes.
Oh,
Man. No hesitation in my voice. Y'all see that? That's
fucking amazing.
Also, new music. Rallo has a new project out.
Let's go, Rallo.
Convenient that he went at
Rallo LaFleur, baby.
That he went at Black Youngster, hey, right now. Man. He's got a new project out.
Hey, let's go,
Rallo LaFleur. And then Lil Wayne has a new project out. It's an EP. Carter Five, Leftovers, maybe.
Wayne needs to stop, man.
It's called In Tune We Trust.
Yeah.
He got a song on there with Jeezy. He jumped on that Playboy Cardi beat. It's not matter, that bad. It don't sound that bad to me, though.
It doesn't matter.
No, it does.
If it ain't Carter Five, it doesn't matter.
These are Carter Five throwaways, I'm sure.
It don't matter. I need Carter Five, dude. I don't want to hear nothing but that.
Don't hold your breath. What you got on deck for the weekend?
Slow motion Billy Ocean, man. I'm washed out here in these streets. All I try to do is lay low and rest.
Boring.
What do you have up? Got some vegan shit?
Absolutely. Husky Vegan checking in. I will be at the Planet
vegan,
of the Apes.
The vegan festival?
I wish.
Oh, that Planet of the Apes come out.
Planet of the Apes come out Friday.
Damn,
Caesar.
Man, I gotta go see that and support my nigga old, man.
That shit looks like it's gonna be tough. Crack. If they pull this off, nigga, that's 3 for 3, a trilogy. Listen,
I'm going to see that.
That shit look dope as fuck.
We can do that.
Movies really lit up this summer. I still got to see that Baby Driver. That shit look dope.
I heard it was some slaw, but then I heard it was great.
I haven't heard anybody say it was whack. Everybody I heard said it was dope.
I heard someone say that it was some slaw, but that was on a podcast I was listening to. And I'm not sure how credible they are.
Listening to non-credible podcasts.
I'm out here, man. I listen to all the fly podcasts. Y'all got good podcasts, send them to me. I am spiteful.
Man, we appreciate those comments. We saw the new comments, too, on iTunes. Thank you. We saw the new 5-star rating. Good looking. We
appreciate that.
Please do us a favor. Do more.
It helps us. Listen. Don't just listen to the show and feel like, oh, were they saying rate, subscribe? Like, I know Animal Brown, I know Spike Lou. I ain't really gotta do that. No, do it.
Do us a favor.
It helps us. It don't matter if you know us from 10 years ago. It don't matter if you knew us from whenever we was doing whatever was going on. Still go rate, subscribe, like, and tell anybody that you know that like to listen to stuff like this. Hey, this is a dope podcast. It helps us.
Absolutely, man. RealvilleMedia.com, YouTube.com/OnDeckTV. We got a gang of video reviews dropping this weekend. And other than that, we'll
drop them Ben style.
Yeah, fuck it, man. Netflix style.
Why not?
All right,
let's go.
Why not? So y'all be on the lookout for that. Just go subscribe to YouTube. You get the alert when they drop. Until then, man, we'll see y'all next weekend.
Be out. Peace. Support the real.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.